Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus from Moshe Rabbeinu Peshadino, Luli Nishmas, Harav David Tzvi ben Rabbi Yosef. In the previous shir, we saw a machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos, that the Gemara says that if you have, according to Rechum Yen HaKana, if you have chayvi krisis, person's chayv karis b'mezid, so that patters a mitashlumin. But what about b'shogeg? If he does a chiyuv karis, the over and chiyuv karis b'shogeg, does that also patter him from mitashlumin? Din kibbel ebed rabbi mine. So Tosfos says that it does. Just like chiyuv misa, b'shogeg, he's patter mitashlumin. So too, chiyuv karis b'shogeg, he's patter mitashlumin. The Ramban differs. And the Ramban says, no, only Kares b'mezid is pater mitashlumin, and not when he's over on a chiyuv Kares b'shogeg. The Ramban asks a strong question on Tosfos. The Ramban says, I'll prove to you that I'm right. I'll prove to you that there's a hekesh between kares and misa, only linyan shogeg and not linyan mezid. Because the Gemara learns from kares shalik and misa shalachem, like we learned in the previous shir at length, that my kares is like your misa, just like your misa patters, so to my kares patters. Or asan asan, asan b'dei shemayim, asan b'dei adam, that they both patter from tashlumin. So Ramban says that only works, that hekesh of kares sheli can be misa shelachem, kares sheli, and Asan Asan, that's only talking about Kares B'mezid. But there's a special pasuk of Makah Behema that Misa B'Shogeg also patters. Makah Behema were not machalic between Shogeg and Mezid. So too, when a person's over in a Chiyuv Misa, there's no difference between a Shogeg and a Mezid. There's no Hekish to Kares. And he brings a riot from the second half Lamed Hez, Machus Nir B'Yochan Reish Lakish, Chaybe Malkus B'Shogeg if it patters from Tashlumen. Reish Lakish holds that Malkus B'Shogeg patters from Gzeira Shav of Russia, that we learn Malkus from Misa, and just like Misa B'Shogeg patters, so too Malkus, if person's over in Chiv Malkus B'Shogeg it patters. Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, no, only Malkus B'Mezid patters and not B'Shogeg. So we paskin in Gzeira Shav of Russia, that Malkus is like Misa. Malkus, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, is like Misa. But Rabbi Yochanan says that Malkus is only like Misa, Linyan Mezid. That Malkus, if you chayv Malkus be Mezid, then a positive with Tashlum, but not be Shogeg like Misa. Because there you have a special pasuk by Misa of Makah Behema that you don't have by Malkus. So the Ramban says to the Tosfos, wait a second. We use the same construct, just like you have that Malkus, Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Then Malkus is only if you did it be Mezid, only that's learned from Misa, that a patters from Tashlumin. Let's say the same thing about Kares. Kares also, only if you did it be Mezid, a patters from Tashlumin, and not be Shogeg. That's what we learned at length in the previous year. So what was Tosfos going to answer to the Kasha of the Ramban? So apparently, Rav Collins and Shlita says that Tosfos and the Ramban are Lishitosim. Because this machlokas to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Daf Lamed Hey, Amar Aleph and Ksubis, if Chai Ve Malkus B'Shogeg are potter from Tashlumin, you can understand it two different ways. One way of understanding it is that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold that the Gzeira Shava of Russia, that there's a Hekesh between Malkus and Misa, is a good Gzeira Shava. They both hold the Gzeira Shav of Russia. So what's their machlokas? The machlokas is that Reish Lakish holds that since there's a hekesh between Malkus and Misa, if so, the din Misa b'shogeg that's learned from the pasuk of Makkah Behema also applies to Malkus. And Rabbi Yochanan holds no. There's a hekesh between Malkus and Misa only vis-a-vis Mezid. The Mezid of the pasuk Rasha Rasha. But not b'shogeg. B'shogeg, we have no hekesh between Malkus and Misa. That's one way of understanding it. Another way of understanding it is that if everybody would hold of the Gzeirah Shav of Russia, Russia from Malkus to Misa, so then there would taka be a Hekesh of Malkus to Misa Legamre, if everybody holds of it. And then we would learn the din of Malkus b'shogeg, that it patters just like Misa b'shogeg patters. But the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is that Reish Lakish holds of the Gzeirah Shava of Russia, Russia. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, right, it says that Rabbi Yochanan is Mechayiv B'Tashlumen if it's B'Shogeg. Why? Ki Chayiv Malki Misas Ishkis, Chayiv Malki Lo Ishkish. Because only Chayiv Misas we have a Hekesh to Makkah Behema. But now Chayiv Malkius and Reish Lakish holds Pater Mitashlum, and why? Because Beferish rips the Torah. Chayiv Malkius Ki Chayiv Mises. And then the Gemara says Heichan rips the Torah. Amar Abayasi Rasha Rasha. So you have Abayi saying this Gzeirah Shava of Rasha Rasha to explain where there is a Hekesh between Chayiv Malkius and Chayiv Mises. So one way of learning it is that everybody holds him. Rabbi Yochanan agrees. He just says that this Gzeirah Shava of Russia, Russia, Malkus to Misa only applies to Mezid and not to Shogeg. But another way of looking at it is if they would all agree on the Gzeirah Shava of Russia, Russia, then in a Chinami, it would apply to Shogeg as well. But Rabbi Yochanan argues and he says, I don't hold of this Gzeirah Shava at all. I don't hold this Gzeirah Shav at all. I don't learn the p'tur of Kimle b'Rabbi Mineh in Malkus from Misa. So he's not learning the p'tur of Kimle b'Rabbi Mineh Malkus mi Misa. But if he would learn the p'tur of Kimle b'Rabbi Mineh Malkus mi Misa, then he would say that it applies to Shogeg as well. So we have two ways of understanding it. One way is that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish. He says there is such a thing as Russia, Russia. He just says that even though there's Russia, Russia, I hold that it only goes as far as Mezid, but not Shogeg. By Shogeg, only Misa has a special limit for Makkah Behema that there's Kimle Rabbi Neh by Shogeg, but not by Malkus. But they agree on the Etzim Jerusha. Second way of learning it is that no. Rabbi Yochanan, this is, if he would agree on the Etzim Jerusha, then Enoch and Ami would go all the way, even B'Shogeg, but he doesn't agree with the Etzim Jerusha. What's the Nafkamina between these two ways of learning? The Nafkamina is B'Nogei Alekaris, according to Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana, who patters from Tashlumin. Nechunya Ben Akana says that if a person is over on a chiyuv karis, this kim lebed rabbi mine, and he doesn't have to pay. And he learns from the pasuk of Asan, or karis from the kimis shalachem. So what would be the din of over on a chiyuv chai bekrisus b'shogeg? If we explain like the first way, that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both agree to the Gzeira Sheva of Russia, Russia Gabe Malkus, they're just arguing how far the Gzeira Sheva goes. Does it extend even to Shogeg? Rabbi Yochanan says no, Reish Lakish says yes. So according to that, the same would apply to Karis according to Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. That would be telling the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, since there's a Hekish between Karis and Misa, so we would say that you have to go all the way, even b'shogeg. And Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, the Hekesh only goes as far as Mezid goes. And since we paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, so only b'shogeg. Only b'mezid apatis with the shlumim, but not b'shogeg. And that's how the Ramban learns. The Ramban learns, Mefurish, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish. He writes, Valtatme v'toymar re ripsa Torah karis kemisa shrei chayve malkis ripsa isim Torah chayve misas migzereshav derasha rasha v'lo polig be Rabbi Yochanan. So don't be tameya and say that how can I say that it only applies to Mezid and it doesn't apply to Shogeg? So look at Chayve Malkus. It only applies to Mezid and it doesn't apply to Shogeg, even though there's Russia, Russia. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue with Russia, Russia. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Russia, Russia. He agrees that there's a hekesh between Zereshava, between Chaybe Malkius and Chaybe Misa. And he says that it only goes as far as Mezid, but not Shogeg. Just like by Malkus, Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's only b'mezid and not b'shogeg. And Rabbi Yochanan holds of the Russia, Russia, and yet he holds it only goes as far as mezid and not Shogeg. So too, Linyan Karis, when we learn Karis for Misa, it's only going to be Linyan Mezid and not Shogeg. Because yes, there's a limud from Karis to Misa, that only goes as far as Mezid goes, and not Shogeg. Just like, by Malkius. But Tosis argues. Tosis learns the second way. Tosis learns that the argument of Yochanan and Reish Lakish is that Reish Lakish learns Russia, Russia. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn Russia, Russia, Russia. He doesn't learn the p'tur of Kimlei B'Rabbi Minei by Malkus from Russia, Russia. He doesn't accept that in the first place, according to Tosfos. See the Tosfos. It says, Rava Amar, Tema. What does Rava say? Rava says, he learns from Maka Maka. He has a different limud to teach you that Chayve Malkius are a pater from Tashlum. He learns from Maka Behema, just like the Torah was in Mechalek. This is according to Reish Lakish, that just like the Torah was in Mechalek by a Behema, that both Shogeg and Mezid, if somebody causes harm to somebody's behema, he has to pay. So too, in the Ptur of Mammon of Chayve Malkius, we are not going to be mechalik between Shogeg and Mezid. And just like by Mezid, he is putter from Tashlumin. When he's over in a Chayv Malkus, so too B'shogeg. So that's where Rava learns that if a person's over on a Chayv Malkus, if a person's over on a Verif, which he'd be Chayv Malkus, even if he's Shogeg, he's off the hook. He doesn't have to pay. Rabbi Yochanan learns, Rabbi learns it from Russia. Chayve Mises to Chayve Malkius. And Rabbi doesn't learn it. He learns it from Maka, and the Gemara says, which Maka? So in this Tosa says, Tamil Rabbi Lesle Hachak Zereshavah to Russia. How could it be? Rabbi doesn't accept Russia, and therefore he had to learn from a different place. And Rabbi Yochanan also doesn't accept Russia. And since he doesn't accept Russia, Rabbi Yochanan says that Chayve Malkius B'shogeg are Chayve B'tashlumin. And he says, how can this be? In Malkus it's brought L'lo Cholek. So how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan argues with this and Rabbi argues with this drasha? So Tosis answers, I'm skipping a little bit. V'yeshlomer derav Rabbi Yochanan nisbu b'chol mokum zera shav derasha rasha b'davar shu gufa malkus v'achayim b'tur maman shu im malkus. They don't learn. In other words, that normally they do accept rasha, but only as far as the malkus itself is concerned, not as far as something external like payment, whether it's going to pater you from payment. When there's payment together with Malkus, that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan don't accept. Agopanim, what do we see from Tosfos? From Tosfos we see that if Rabbi Yochanan would be molded to the Gzeira Shava of Russia, so Tosfos is understanding, then he would have no problem pattering Bekim Leib de Rabbi Minei B'Shogeg. Just, he doesn't agree with the very Drusha. Because Tosfos understands that he argues with the very Jerusha. According to the Ramban, he doesn't argue with the Jerusha of Russia. He just says, how far does Russia go? It only goes to pater you from Mezid. That you learn Chayve Malkus b'Mezid. Rabbi Yochanan says that you learn Chayve Malkus b'Mezid are pater kim levi rab minei. Just like Chayve Malkus, just like Chayve Misa, the Mezid. But it doesn't extend to Shogeg. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says he does accept the Gzeira Shava. Just how far does it go? He doesn't say it extends even to Shogeg. But according to Tosis, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept the Gzeira Shava in the first place. He would accept the Gzeira Shava in Achinami. It would even extend to Mezid. It would even extend to Shogeg. But he doesn't accept the Gzeira Shava as far as Malkus goes. As far as pattering from Tashlumen goes. And you don't learn Kim Levi de Rabbi Mine of Malkus for Misa. Rather, like the Gemara says earlier on Lamed Beis, you learn a Kedei Rishaso, only Risha Achas Mechaivo. You're not Mechaiv Shtei Rishuyos. You're not Mechaiv two Rishuses. Not from, you don't get Malkus and Tashlumen. And Memela, that's only talking about B'mezid, which is what the Pasuk is talking about. See, he doesn't accept the Gzeira Shava of Russia. But if he would accept, if there would be a Gzeira Shava between Malkus and Misa, then it would go all the way. He just, according to Tosis, doesn't accept it as Gzeira Shava. But if it would go all the way. And according to this, now we understand Tosis. Tosis was Tosis Shita. Then when it comes to Chayiv Karetz, one is Pater. Not only b'mezid if one is over in a Chayiv Karetz, Kim Leib de Rabbi Minei, but he's Pater from Tashlumin, even b'shogeg. Why? Because there's a hekesh of kares to chiyuv misa. And according to Tosis, when there's a hekesh, it goes all the way. So Tosis isn't bothered by the Ramban's kasha. Ramban said, look at Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, by Malchus you have a hekesh, it only goes halfway. It only goes to Mezid, but it doesn't extend to Shogeg as well, to Pata Yuba Shogeg. Because that's the Ramban l'shitasa. And the Ramban learns that it's only that Rabbi Yochanan accepts the hekesh of Russia, and it only extends to Mezid and not to Shogeg by Malchus and Misa. So therefore, the same applies according to the Ramban when it comes to Kares. There's a hekesh to Misa, but it only extends to Mezid and not to Shogeg. But Tosis says, no! You have it all wrong. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept Russia at all. So you can't say, oh, look at the construct by Malchus and Misa and apply that also to Kares and Misa. No. By Malchus and Misa, the Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept. Who we paskin like. Doesn't accept the Gzereshav of Russia. He learns it from a different source, like on Lamed Beis. He learns it from Kedei Rishasso. But if, Tosis would say, but if he would accept Russia, then in Achinam it would go all the way even to Bishogeg. Even Bishogeg, you would say that you're putter by Chayve Malkius. He just doesn't have this Gzera Shava. If he would, then he would say it even goes to Shogeg. So when there is a Gzera Shava, Tosis says, like by Kares to Misa, then it even goes to Shogeg. So if a person's over and Chayve creases Bishogeg, according to Rechuni Ben Akana, he's going to be putter because of Kim Leber Rabbi Mine. So we learn B'siyata D'Shemaya that the machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos as to whether Chayve creases Bishogeg, a person's over and a Chi of Kares Bishogeg, whether there's a din of Kim Leber Rabbi Mine and it's putter Mitashlumen, is l'shitasam about how they understand Rabbi Yochanan's attitude towards the Gzera Shava of Russia by Malchus and Misa, according to Rebbe according to the Ramban, Rabbi Yochanan does learn Russia, and he says that it only goes to Shogeg and not it only goes to Mezid and not to Shogeg. So let's say the same thing by Kares, that it's only if he does it B'mezid and not B'shogeg. Same construct. But Tosis holds, no! Rabbi Yochanan B'chlal rejects the whole Gzereshav of Russia. Makes a lot of sense to me, because on Lamed Beis he says that you learn the Ptur of Malchus from Kedei Rishasa. So but if he would accept it, if he would accept the limit of Russia, then Achinami, you can go all the way with it and extend it even to Chayve Malchus Bishogeg. And therefore by Kares, when you have Gzera Shav between Kares and Misa, you can extend it even to Shogeg. So that, the Siyata D'Shemaya, is the possible Mahalach, and obviously we could talk about this from now until forever, but we'll call it here and we'll give ourselves a bracha. We have a lot more to do. B'siyata D'Shemaya, we should be zeichu lilmo du lamed lishmor b'lasel kaimus kol b'yisam b'toras b'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.